equipment to dry it with.
Yeah.
Huh. It's pretty expensive. That thing, one of them things, when they dry them, burns a heap of gas.
Yeah. When you have, do you ever get any bad winds here?
Yeah, sometimes I have a storm, they call it a twister, tornado. Yeah, there's been some bad ones went through here. Boy, they just, when they hit, they just, I didn't have a house so wide, it was hit, just about tore up everything in its path. There's no house between here and Georgetown. We had one several years ago and he hit in there and God, he carried some of that house before it hit the highway out yonder, further. Just tore it, swept it to the ground. Tin, planks, everything just went everywhere. And there were some folks were living in it, but they wasn't at home at that time it hit. They just happened to be away from home. I just swept them off the map. But he just, pecan tree, you know, they just laid them all down right in that path. That wouldn't be too wide. Boy, when one of them things hits it, gets it.
Now, up here on the hill, I imagine it's even worse, too.
Yeah, if it ever hit you, it would be.
Good God.
Smoked that thing, I think, kind of like a twister there.
Have you ever seen one? I mean, I'd like to see one.
I think they weren't going the same order, kind of like a whirlwind. You've seen whirlwinds in the field. It's just start to just keep them going and getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, won't get too big, but they'll just, anything in there, just pick it up and whirl it. I think that the storm works on that order.
Yeah.
It just, God, it just twists it up and sucks it up.
Now, your cows, do you ever have any problems with them with the weather or?
No, I made it pretty good with them out in the weather.
Yeah.
And I know they catch it.
It's been a cold.
This young one, I know. Big thing catch him with them. This one is feeding them. So you have to feed them every day.
So that,
most of now, you got hay. Well, way back in there, when I was coming up, of course, you had hay then, but you saved all that peanut hay. You stand the peanut pickers. You didn't, when you picked the peanuts, you throwed all that hay, you throwed it back and you bale it. Now they just go along and pick them, blow it, they don't say nothing but the peanuts. They blow it all back on the ground. But most of them got Costa Bermuda hay. They cut it and bale it.
Hmm.
And my bales are a small bale, about 50 pounds, and I used to do it, and then I got. Got a fellow who bales it in a round bale and just leave it in the field. You go out in the field and pick it up when you want to bale.
Well, you feed them in what?
Well, I used to have, when I ground feed them, I have troughs or big drums or different things to feed them in.
Where did you store the? Did you store that peanut hay?
Yeah, I had all these old houses around back in them, that old kegel house before, and old shack, and all these old houses, that house down.
You have five houses around here. I've never seen so many houses in all my life.
You'd have them all full of that hay. You have your right smart of peanuts, and you're going to save that hay.
Now, over at the old home place, have you got any in that house?
In the hay?
In the house.
Got anything in it?
Yeah.
I put there's a whole lot of seed oats in there now, what I didn't use in the plant. They sacked up sitting in there.
That's in what kind of sacks?
Well, they brought the oats to me loose. You know, I had a boy to sack them up where I could haul them out in the field and spread them. They sacked up now, but they were just loose. They bring them in a wagon, I watch a cow feed out when they feed meals and things, or to feed cow feed out to farmers.
Mm-hmm.
He brought them in one of them things and just augers it in there and piled it up in the rooms. Like, you know, it comes cheaper getting them like that, not sacked up.
Yeah.
Now I sack them up in the fall when I get ready to plant, I'm going to sack them up and